First, let's get some sport with Nathan Rarari and a cracking game of netball last night.
Absolutely. The Tactics remain unbeaten in netball's ANZ Premiership. After edging the Magic 54-53 last night in Hamilton, the lead changed multiple times in the match, including through the final quarter, with the visitors holding on to join the Pulse at the top of the standings on 12 points after four rounds. The Tactics next meet the Pulse on Sunday, and captain Kimiora Poi told Sky Sport her side will need to improve if they're to remain undefeated.
For lots of that game, our standards dipped. I think definitely in attack, just a discipline with the ball. And on D, I don't think we got enough ball to stay in that game. So, yeah, just a bit of both.
Blues forward Cameron Suafua has made a winning return to Super Rugby after missing five rounds to rest after cancer treatment. The 25-year-old was diagnosed in November and played two games this season before opting to take a break to complete radiation therapy. Suafua came off the bench in the Blues' victory over the Rebels on Friday and says although his partner wasn't impressed, he initially continued training and playing throughout treatment as he sought normality.
Probably just my way of dealing with it. Probably not the best way. Just distraction. Didn't want to be stuck at home either. Yeah, just something to do.
Melbourne victory will be without their influential midfielder Zinedine Marchash for the A-League semi-final series against the Wellington Phoenix. Marchash has been given a two-game ban after being sent off in their win over Melbourne City at the weekend. T20 World Cup organisers will put in place what they say is a robust security plan after a report of a possible threat surfaced in the Caribbean media. The Black Caps play their four group games in the West Indies in June. Cricket West Indies and the ICC say that everyone's safety is their number one priority for the tournament. World's number two tennis player Jannik Sinner has cast doubt on competing at the French Open because of a hip injury. Sinner, who won the Australian Open in January, said he would only play at Roland Garros later this month if he was 100% fit. And weightlifter Alexander Polashenko, who represented Ukraine at the Rio 2016 Olympics, has died during the conflict with Russia. He was ranked fourth at the Rio Games in his category and won gold twice at the European Championships, but was later banned after failing a drugs test. Koinanga, Purongo, Hakina Kina, that's your sports news.